دیووشنال پروگرام در رینو. خب ابتدای کد خوندن کد ثبت نشده، ولی به نظر میرسه که روی یک قسمت از ماسک کانتمپلیتیو مدیتیشن صحبته. ابتدای پاراگراف ساتیا میگن امشب خبر خوشی برایتان دارم. خبر خوش این است که ما دیگر نیازی به نقاب زدن و نقش بازی کردن نداریم، زیرا این بازی سبب می شود از توانایی های بالقوه خود محروم شویم. واقعا ما را از توانایی های من محروم می کند. درگیری زیاد با محیط اطراف و عکس العمل هایی که به پیرامون ما نشان می دهیم به ما اجازه بودن در طبیعت حقیقی ما را نمی دهد. بنابراین یک دروغ است. بعد از اینکه که دو نفر صحبت می کنند، ساتیا هم ابراز می کنند که ترجیح می دن در مورد بچه ها و طریقه پرورش بچه ها و نقاب هایی که ما به بچه ها یاد می دیم به صورتشون بزنن صحبت کنند. رینو، سای بابا سنتر، دیووشنال پروگرام، It seems like a quote from Mask Contemplative Meditation DVD is being discussed. The beginning of the quote is not recorded, but it seems that it's on the paragraph that says, Well, I have good news tonight. And the good news is that we don't need to play this game anymore, because this is depriving us of our own potential. It really does deprive us. We are so involved with our surroundings and our actions towards the surroundings that it doesn't allow us to be in the state of naturalness. It is therefore a fib. It is a lie. And after a few people talk, Satyam says that she would prefer to talk about how we raise our children and how we teach them to put on masks.
How do we teach our children to be in the world but not of it? It gives me pain to even think about it. دردناکه
فکر کردنش
به این که بچه ها چجوری بار میان. I think the way I see it that we cannot avoid teaching our children to be a part of the society and be a part of a society that it does not create burden on the society. This is our role as parents, that as I remember telling you, you have to discipline. But at the same time, to balance this protocol that is phony, I think the children have to have time out of society, in nature, where they can actually think without being somebody, play or explore in nature. And I don't mean in art museum, I mean just places, a sunset, a sunrise, a mountain, feeling of a snow, just walking playfully, something like that, that expands the existence, allow their existence to express itself without limitation. There has to be this balance. I was witnessing something about a week ago that it broke my heart. This lady was telling this child to share, to share, to share, to share. Even when it was unfair for the child to share. Why? Because it makes her look good if her kids does better sharing than others. I could not stand it anymore. I had to leave the room. Now, so the same thing. That's what I think will help.
وسط ترجمه راتا ساتیا اضافه میکنن
آره به وجودش هی گفته نشه این دست نزن اون نکن اینطوری رفتار کن اونطوری از خودش یک آزادی فکر کردن بده، یا آزادی هنر فکر کردن بده،
ببرینش طبیعت، بره غروب و طلوع آفتاب رو ببینه و یه جایی که بدون هیچ نیازی به این که بخواد فکر کنه که من کیم یا هرچی، فقط باشه، بودنش رو ابراز کنه.
ساتیا میگه یه خانمی رو دیدم.
Let's go back to the children again.
Of course.
Let's find out each one of people that are in this place, and if they have any ideas, they can text one of you guys. What is the best way to stop this insanity with raising children? The society is in pain, and the reason for that is generation passing on more weaknesses to the next generation. So tell me, to everybody's opinion, what is the best way to put a semi-detour from this Quranic, ineffective way of education and raising children? This is a huge deal. It's more huger than the environment at this time.
ساتیا میگه که میخوام برگردم به بچه ها. ما چجوری میتونیم جلوی این درد جامعه رو بگیریم که هی به بچه ها چیزای یه نسل به یه نسل دیگه ضعفشون رو میدن به بچه ها و این یه مشکل خیلی بزرگیه. یعنی
چه در ادویکیشن، چه در تحصیلات و چه در خونه. یکی از بزرگترین وحشتناکترین اتفاقاتیست که تو دنیا افتاده. حالا چی کار میشه که هر کی ایده داره بنویسه؟
It seems to me like it's inevitable that we have to wear some mask at some time, so to live in this world. But I think there's some flexibility within each mask you have to put on, and as long as, to me, it kind of goes back to your thoughts, words, and deeds. As long as those are all aligned within that mask, it might not be ripping at you so much inside. So you can put on that mask, but
beautiful,
still maintain your principles.
Beautiful. Beautiful point. Because so often we say something to our children that we don't believe, or it doesn't sit where well, or we are not doing it. It's just all phony. So if we are teaching them the worldly mask, at least let it be a sincere one. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And also I think consistency plays a role. Be consistent in your philosophy of living with your children. Wishy-washy makes them ruthless without roots.
Richard says, do you think it's important to put on it spiritual music and teach children how to meditate and just be, to taste that, so when they wear a mask, they can go back to that?
Yes. All the Ashokan's children do that. We tell them you are the light and this and that. But I think it's not enough for their expansion. I think they need more room than this. And I think taking them someplace that is away from the society and they can express themselves is like the teaching in action. You know, they get to experience it.
People are texting their ideas from Iran and other parts of America, and the texts are usually delayed compared to the discussion that's going on in the room. So the text that they read says that if we teach our children to sit in silence every day, then they will learn that they could be in the world, but then they can take off the mask and just be. And Satyam responds.
Yeah, I agree. And we all do that to the Ashokan children, but it's not enough. Because the habit, the society would stifles the Sukkot is very easily they can forget the Sukkot or replace it with some other activities. But if we teach them by our own virtue of interest, teach him a more natural life, more expanded life, more exploration life, that they cannot fill it up because it's so activity oriented that they get drawn into it, they get interested into it. Like we were interested in soccer and skiing, our kids became very interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is activities that replace their other type of habit development. Make sense?
سکوت خیلی منفعل شاید باشه در مقابل اون همه جذابیت‌های بازار و اون همه فشار بازار.
خاطر بچه بودنش کمک میکنه ولی کافی نیست.
Berishta says that when I don't know what to do, I do the omnipresent meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if I can, I sit and I talk to my children about the experience that I had.
What she's trying to say is before I solve my children's problem, I go in and settle down and do the omnipresent meditation and get guidance from there. That's very good. خیلی عالیه. کاری که مامان منم میکردم میکنم. خیلی مطلب مهمی بود امشب. مطلبی است که خیلی من اینترست دارم بهش، برای اینکه دنیا آلودگیش فقط به خاطر طرز فکرمونه. و چه مقام مهمی رو داریم که میتونیم با این طرز فکر کمک کنیم. و اونایی هم که بچه ندارن میتونن تمام کسایی که به طرفشون میاد به عنوان یه بچه کمک کنن. حتما نباید بدن کوچیک باشه. نفهمی مهمه.
A few people share quotes from Most Precious, and where it says, raise your children by raising your own level of consciousness. And Satyam continues.
There is another very big point that Richard reminded me, and is very important that parents remember that their children could be very much more advanced than they are. I'm not saying dictate the world to them. I'm saying give them a chance to discover their own inner space. And that is not to put down their throat, instead of saying share, saying, oh, be in silence if you do this or do that. Most children are purer than we are because they have not had 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years of junk and masks. So look at it this way. They have less masks. What do you want to do? What are you trying to tell them? By giving them your idea, you're putting another type of mask on them. So it's not so much dictating what they need and what they don't, but giving them an environment of roaming. So when the Most Precious says, raise your children by raising your own consciousness, part of it is to understand that they are purer than we are at this time. As far as purity by drawing on the base. And then we finish it with that.
لغمه‌ای که به زور بخوایم بذاریم روی گلوشون، شاید خودش یه ماسک دیگه است، یه نقاب دیگه است.
جانشینش یه محیطی باید باشه که بچه بتونه فضا داشته باشه، فضا.
و اشاره کردن به اون نکته مسپرشست که بچه هاتون رو با بزرگ کردن و گسترش در واقع آگاهی خودتون رشد بدین.
آها، که یه قسمت از این آگاهی باید این باشه که بچه ها دراینگشون کمتره، نقش و نگارشون کمتر از ماست.
Somebody says that in question 17 and 18 of Most Precious, there's exactly the same talk about how to raise your children.
هانیه میگه که من هم بچه ندارم، اما چیزی که من فکر میکنم در ابتدا توجه من رو به ساتیام کشون قلب مادر بود.
Beautiful. That was a beautiful point.
And Bahar in Atlanta writes, through making time to sit with them in silence every day and showing them how to go home and teaching them they are the light, knowing they are God and always have that presence, even when they are wearing the masks.
Beautiful. Very beautiful. Exactly. Yes. Thank you, guys. Merci, hamatun. Bogan, tashakkur mikonam az budanetun.
Merci, az shoma sotiyamshun. Merci, ke bari mo vakht mizanid.
In the end, for only a couple of minutes, even less, let's do the omnipresent meditation. برای چند لحظه meditation omnipresent میکنیم، بعد با سکوت از هم جدا میشیم. شبتون بخیر بچه‌ها.